It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children?
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
If he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Greetings, Flesh Wound Radio freaks, and welcome to another brand spanking new episode of Flesh Wound Radio. I'm Daniel Shine, joined, as always, by Todd Loya and Pugs Dread of the Horrified, all still in quarantine. Gentlemen, how goes it?
Howdy and namaste.
All goes well. I just have to say today's intro was so much better than yesterday's garbage one.
Fuck God.
I played the long game. I'm sorry. No, actually they were both great.
Fuck you, Todd. I was going to say, we hope you all enjoyed your April Fool's Day, which Todd doesn't like.
I don't like that shit either.
Can you imagine?
You're all fucking annoying.
You know, everything said on this show is what I said. You know that, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's always what I said.
Can you imagine, though, if you have something legit that day, like you do, in fact, get like some horrible disease and you put it on there and everybody's like making fun of you?
I will tell you, this is funny. My sister messaged me. It's been about 3 years now. She was pregnant on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
And it was, like, right after, like...
Did you just say, like, aborted or something?
No. It was right after... was Aiden born yet? It was basically right after... I think they're 6 months apart. So Bethany was pregnant at that point. But... So it was, like, 6 months later, and it was, like... I thought she was messing around. So my dad went from having, like, no grandkids to, like, two. Like, less than a year.
Nice. So.
Oh, wow. Well, it would have been funnier if you said something fucked up, but
I don't have a relationship like that with my sister. She's my half-sister.
I didn't realize you had a fucking sister, so that kind of makes sense. I've never heard you mention a sister in all the years I've known you, Todd.
There you go.
There you go. We learn, like, some real-world shit sometimes.
She's like... I don't want to say 20 years younger, but probably about 20 years younger.
Damn. Get it, pops.
I don't think, did I ever tell this story? Like, I technically have a third brother, if you want to.
I thought you've always had three.
No, well, two, but my parents adopted a kid from El Salvador, like back when it was really bad down there. And the adoption agencies, I guess, are, like, really corrupt as shit. Because they had said that he was, I think, like, 7 or 8. And it's, like, just a really unusually small kid. And he was actually, like, 13. Really fucked up.
The orphan.
Like, yeah, right. But I mean, like, really, like, fucked up. Like, thank God it didn't turn into a horror movie. He was only around like a few years, but yeah, so be careful who you
so what not. Happened to him?
No idea. He
just took off?
No.
He's under your basement?
Well, no.
Is trauma based on him?
We had like it could almost have been like a horror movie scenario. Because I know, like, over the years, like, I was super young, so, like, I remember him, but only, like, just barely. And we had, like, a couple attempts at contact over the years, but it was because he was, like, in jail and shit. He just, it was hard. Like, they lied, and we should have known because they were actually going to adopt his sister, too. But the aunt back there at the last minute wanted the sister but didn't want him, which was kind of a, I guess, a, should have been a sign that there was something wrong. But yeah, no.
The sister was sex trafficked. But go ahead.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's really fucked up. Just a couple like attempts at contact because I think he was in jail and wanted money, but that's basically it. I hate to say it, but based on the stories I've heard, he's probably dead. But yeah, he was like burglarizing houses and shit. So like, yeah, for like a few years, they lived, you know, kind of a pretty tense thing where they were just having to watch him because he'd like steal from neighbors and he'd do. I mean, he was like legitimately not just a fucked up kid, but he had like mental problems. So yeah. Since we're sharing your life story,
so Pugs, what do you have to add in here?
Yeah, do you have like Mike Myers?
I have half siblings, but I don't really keep contact with them, so fuck them.
Yeah,
they could be alive, they could be dead. I don't know, and I don't give a shit. So,
well, there we go. So and, there you go. We're sharing some personal stories for you guys. But yeah, 2 years. They went through hell. Apparently, I don't remember a lot of it.
I think Dan's kind of like switching up the story. He's the one they adopt, and he, like, absorbed the role.
Fuck. Do I look like I'm from El Salvador, Todd?
I didn't say that. You just changed up the facts.
You can be light-skinned and come from El Salvador, that's, racist, Dan. It's
that
okay.
That is true.
I'm pretty white.
You ever seen a Spaniard?
Right. Look at Caesar. He's the whitest Mexican I know. Mm-hmm. And not just his skin color.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's fucked up, Todd.
He's not an Aryan, Dan. He doesn't meet your qualifications. Yeah. So.
The guy likes Trump. I don't even get that. How does a beaner like fucking Trump?
See, there's. I know of a few Hispanics.
He's got the Viva La Trump sticker?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, that exists.
I'm not talking shit if you do like Trump, but I mean, how does a beaner like Trump? I mean, he wanted to build a fucking wall.
Well, he was already over here, so it's okay.
Yeah, but he still has a Mexican birth certificate. I would have ratted him out. That motherfucker owes me money. I'm about to.
Good eyes on the phone.
Caesar was born in Mexico. Okay.
He wasn't.
Oh.
He was born here, but his mother knew they were gonna, him and his brother were gonna be pussies, so she went, she was afraid of the draft, so she went to Mexico and said she just had each kid, and they gave her a birth certificate for him.
Oh.
Because you could just, like, you could just say, oh, I had this kid at home, and then go up to the doctor, and they'd give you a birth certificate.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, that's cool.
Oh, I'm incriminating him on air.
I was gonna say, that's a little.
Now he knows that motherfucker knows. You better pay me.
All right. Let's hear all the.
I didn't say his last name.
Everybody knows who he is that listens to the show now.
No, he's never been.
God damn
here.
It! Like talking
I know,
about the lump.
I know more than one Caesar.
Right.
Only one of them has a lump, though. I didn't say it was that one.
All right.
But that's where he hides the extra birth certificate.
I was going to say, the lump is from the good old USA. American made.
Builds a wall on the other side of his face.
Has he addressed that shit yet, by the way? I haven't checked in on him in a while.
No, he's still got it.
Well, you really can't right now. I mean, are you going to go in for...
I mean, like, it's been a while, Dan.
Well, yeah. But right now, I need, like, a fucking... I mean, shit. Even if it's, like, a gunshot wound, if I can get it out and clean the wound, I'm not going to the hospital right now. I mean, shit. Can't blame him right now. But, all right. So, talk for movies since we shared details.
That's all right. I'll probably just cut all this out.
That's all good. Why not?
I was joking.
All right. So, Massage Parlor Murders, which is a film from 1974 and co-directed by Chester Fox and Alex Stevens. A vicious serial killer is stalking the streets of New York City, murdering Times Square massage girls in a variety of brutal ways. It's up to a rogue detective team to solve the case as the body count continues to rise. Chock full of over-the-top sex and violence, and complete with a high-speed car chase through Manhattan, Massage Parlor Murders is an exploitation film enthusiast's dream. Featuring performances from Sandra Peabody of Last House on the Left, Chris Jordan of Deep Throat 2, Brother Theodore of The Verbs, and George Sunza of Deer Hunter in one of its earliest appearances. Okay, so I want to say this was the first ever Blu-ray Vinegar Syndrome put out.
No.
It's not?
That's the Herschel Gordon Lewis.
Oh, okay. I should say the first single, though. Technically, that's a set, but... Yeah, I want to say this was right after.
It was. We'll go with it's the first horror release, but it's
okay.
It's their second release. Yeah.
Okay, so this was shit. Like right before, I think you and I started doing Flesh Wound Radio. I was still doing Creepshow Radio back then, Melissa.
We were still there was no. This is long before Flesh Wound.
Long before, yes. So I have to ask you guys, what did you think? Whoever wants to go first. This one's a rare one for a long time.
I'll go.
Okay.
So I have never even heard of this damn movie before. which is saddening to me because this was fucking awesome. It felt like Frenzy and Seven mixed with a little bit of the French Connection. And now... Mind you, that's hyping it way too much, but that's just like the vibe I got. And I had a great time watching this movie. It was fucking insane. And like these cops are fucking worthless. But yeah, it was pretty cool. I had a good time watching it.
You left out the part where if those movies were shot on a $30 budget.
Yes.
And since Dan didn't put this over in the beginning, this is our Vinegar Syndrome old school show. So we're revisiting titles early out of the catalog that we never reviewed on Flesh Wound Radio, which I think you might have been steering to then got derailed. But I just wanted to throw that out there before I get my comments.
Pugs, we'll have the new stuff next week.
Yes, fingers crossed. I am with Pugs. Well, I've seen this before, but I mean, when I got the Vinegar Syndrome disc, was the first time I had heard of it, first time I knew anything about it. Threw it on, I was like, well, with that title, I'm gonna get something out of it, and I wasn't expecting it to be as just fucking out there.
Yeah.
And you get plenty of nudity. It's got everything. I mean, it's just good 42nd Street sleaze.
Mm-hmm. I did. I kept thinking this is like if you were alive at that time, it would be based on you. Some great 42nd Street footage too, back when it was still cool. Man, this one, I can't say this is like a great film, but it is kind of like a perfect example of, you know, a grindhouse film. And before Vinegar Syndrome put this one out, I hadn't even seen it. I mean, this was very, very obscure. Never had any kind of a release since its theatrical release, which apparently did quite well. But I mean, like you said, tons of nudity. Sandra Peabody is fucking hot as shit. I know you. She holds a special place in your heart, Todd. And some of the kills are actually kind of just, I don't know, there's something funny about it. I kind of pop for the window face smash. and the fact that we also had George Sunza, who, God, went on to appear in fucking everything. First role, and he even had a co-director's credit on this one. But yeah, I mean, it just, it is, I don't want to overhype it, but if you don't have it in your home library at this point, and you are into old school Grindhouse, you really should.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it's just,
it's fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's fucking fun. Like, again, the first thing that triggered me was, this feels like Frenzy on a budget, and Frenzy is my favorite Hitchcock movie.
Yeah.
So, I was having a ball, and I could not believe how much fun I was having watching it.
Surprisingly solid old school car chase too in this one.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a good time. I think you guys will want to check this one out, particularly if you're a fan of golden era Grindhouse. And it's still in print, I believe. You can still get it, no problem. Oh, and you get the weirdest his fuck brother Theodore in this one as well. This movie's got a lot of oddities going on with it.
And rubbing alcohol is super dangerous, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of laughs here, too. So, what do you gentlemen rate this one?
I'm going to have to give it a 4, because I had too good of a time not to. Like, don't go in there expecting, like, a 4-quality movie, but if you go in there, no expectations, you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, that's where I get sidetracked. Entertainment-wise, it's off the charts, but I got to give it a 3.5.
Cool. I was going to say, I think at this time, too, like, all the cops were, like, had, like, a favorite hooker. It was, like, the perfect era. And Todd, real quick, before I rate it, did that Naomi Watts flick that took place during the blackouts, did that come to disc yet?
Which one?
Remember? I'm trying to remember the name. She was agoraphobic, yeah, and couldn't leave.
I know I saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hold on, let me...
I don't know why this movie just makes me think of it, because it's like...
I want to say that was an Amazon one, so it might already be on Amazon.
Okay.
Find out.
I might order it, because...
How the hell... No, I meant it like might be on Amazon streaming.
Yeah. I forgot about that one completely.
I thought about it the other day, and I couldn't remember what the hell it was called either. And it just kind of...
Worst case scenario, IMDb, Naomi Watts. I'm also a 3.5, by the way, on Massage Parlor Murders while you look. Again, if you are an aficionado of the time, this is one you should check out.
It wasn't Shut-In, was it?
No.
No, that was a different... Hold on.
No, she's caught in a winter storm in that one.
Yeah, that was a shitty one.
I was thinking of Trespassers, the original title.
We reviewed it, but...
It wasn't Loose. That if you haven't seen Loose, that one is on Amazon streaming. I really like that one.
Loose?
Yeah, L-U-C-E.
It's Wolf Hour.
It is Wolf Hour?
Yes.
Wolf Hour.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Willpower or Wolf Hour?
Wolf Hour is in the animal. Wolf Hour.
Okay.
We reviewed it, but I'd be curious to get your take, Pugs. It's one you kind of do want to see.
It's on streaming, but I don't see a disc.
I mean, the theatrical was almost non-existent. I think Todd saw it just by himself, and I think I saw it with one other person.
I'm trying to see who put it out. Studio. Brainstorm Media. Okay, well...
Maybe it's just not out yet. I mean, it hasn't been that long.
No, it's on digital. It seems like it's been quite a while for that one. It should be on disc.
It came out in 19. It was $3 to rent on Prime.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that one out.
Yeah, to watch. There's no Blu-ray.
And you said Loose, right? Yeah,
L-U-C-E.
Oh, it's a black person.
Pugs is black. I thought I'd get through two shows without having to say it.
You know what? I'm surprised you didn't say it on the last one.
I did not. There you go.
I'll let my game. Don't even trip.
All right. So that's Massage Parlor Murders. Check it out. Our next.
Also, that name is awesome.
Yeah. It really is.
Okay, I got a question for Dan.
What?
This is when you say, uh-oh.
Well, we'll see.
Have you ever done the massage parlor thing, Dan?
Uh-oh.
I have never paid for a massage in my life, actually.
Even with the happy ending?
No, I'm trying. Oh, no, never mind. I can't tell that. But no, I've never had.
You can tell whatever you want, Dan. I'll even let you drop the FU, Todd.
No, because I don't think I'm. No, I know I'm not supposed to, so no, that one's not going to happen.
You're going to blue ball us?
It's not involving me. I have a couple massage. Oddly enough, for never getting one, that is another stereotype, though. One did close down. Was this since I moved here? No, I think it might be back in West. No, actually, I think it's here. One did close down because they were kind of offering extra services.
Well, we know Dan's never going to go to one now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, no way I would, probably, because I don't know.
They're not dark enough for you?
No, you
can't keep your hat on?
Now, I don't know if I'm gonna.
That's what I'm saying, you can't, you won't now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't say never, but that'll be an after there's a shot kind of deal.
So does that mean the Vegas trip to the Bunny Ranch is off?
Oh, no.
Because they're
there's
white?
Some things, if I die, I die. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know Dan's going straight for Air Force Amy.
I kind of am afraid to see what Air Force Amy looks like now, but is she, like, turned into a plastic surgery nightmare?
Yeah,
like,
but Dan, the story...
The story better have a significant discount, is all I'm going to say. But
she's a TV star. You're going to have to pay more.
Yeah. I always wondered, like, what did you legit, especially when Cat House was on, if you went in there, number one, I have a feeling some of those girls weren't actually just there all the time. But, like, what did you pay to bang Isabelle Soprano?
That's the one I would have went with, too.
I would have. Same. Same. She did porn for a while, too.
She did.
Yeah, she did.
You could actually go on the website and look at the day she was there. I don't know if the website's still around. I'm sure it was like fucking...
Who's running it now that Hoff's dead?
I don't know. Air Force Amy?
I assume it's that chick, man. Was she supposed to... Was she, like, technically a girlfriend of Hoff's, or I don't remember the whole story there.
The one who ran the office?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay. I got the sense there might have, like,
runs
her or something.
I'm Googling.
Dude, like, there may not be any really big trips or events in 2020, so maybe in 2021... We will have to do something down in Vegas.
Well, that doesn't help me. Who runs the Moonlight Bunny Ranch? Dennis Hoff. And then his dead date.
From beyond the grave.
Is there a junior or a third?
Right.
That feels like that could be a Netflix series at some point.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, like a bunch of like OG brothel people.
Okay. Oh, you can web. Click here. I'm on the website now. Uh oh. Brothels recess. Governor's shutdown request.
Well, during this time, they kind of have to. They're all cam girls now.
Yeah, you can get so. You can get them on cam right now.
I'm not a cam person. I get nothing.
We know it. Yep. Air Force Amy's still on the front. She's the bunny of the month. And this is the most airbrushed picture I've ever seen.
Air Force Amy's got to be pushing 60, I would think, by now. Maybe I'm over. I don't know. Fuck, because she was. I mean, she not complaining. She looked great, but she had to be close to at least late 40s when she did that show. She was the one. I don't know. Wasn't it after Iraq or something? Like she was like offering like free blowjobs.
Sounds right.
I think yeah. So.
God bless her.
God bless America.
Doing the Lord's work.
Is it bad when I click the porn star page and the only one I know who it is Air Force Amy?
What are the rates, Todd? That's what I'm waiting for.
They don't have that on the website. You got to fucking call and reserve the rooms. They ain't dumb. They got to assess your wealth.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think you'd have to save up a lot if you're looking for some Air Force Amy action. I feel if we all go to Vegas,
well, you're about to get $1,200.
Yeah, that's gonna turn into a very bad thing. I feel like, which how have we not fucking done that? By the way, that needs to be a watch along.
What?
Very bad things, dude.
Oh yeah, that's on the list.
Calm down. We can only remember. We still have to figure out how to do that in the new version.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's true. Although, again, though, I guess it's not a problem for Blog Talk, but you got to get to it in a way that you're not going to get flagged.
We're still trying to figure it out, Dan.
Yeah, but we'll make it happen. So anyway,
I mean, we could always do it the old way, but
well, either way, that there's something coming with Very Bad Things. At some point, because we all love that fucking movie.
They didn't have any fucking wizards! They didn't have any fucking wizards!
We can debate on which guy we are.
Christian Slater, right. Hands down.
Well, we know Todd's the one that takes out the chick, so... It was Orser Leyland Orser was the one that impaled it, right?
No. Jeremy Piven.
Oh, it was Piven. Okay, I couldn't remember who was like banging her when that happened. All right, there you go, Todd. You're Piven. All right.
Summerfest coming soon.
There we go.
I don't know what Summerfest is.
Those will be our blockbusters.
Are you really, Dan? You do not remember when Jeremy Piven was guest host of Raw?
Oh, okay, fuck, all right. I thought you were like...
Come on, Dan, get with it.
We're gonna steal the name for our summer watch-alongs. Summerfest.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right, so since Todd can't give me a price on fucking Air Force Amy, I will continue on. 1971 film... from director Nelson Lyon, The Telephone Book. A major though forgotten work from New York's underground film scene of the late 60s and early 70s, Nelson Lyon's The Telephone Book tells the story of Alice, a sex-obsessed hippie who falls in love with the world's greatest student phone caller and embarks on a quest to find him. Her journey introduces her to an avant-garde stag filmmaker, a manipulative psychiatrist, a lesbian housewife, and more. Photographed in high-contrast black and white and punctuated with a remarkable, surreal color animated sequence, The Telephone Book is one of the greatest cult films you've probably never heard of. All right, yes, another very early Vinegar Syndrome retro release, and... one that I know I hadn't seen when I first picked up this Blu-ray way back in the day. All I have to say before I let you guys go is Harry fucking Mudd is in this movie. All hail Harry Mudd, one of the best Star Trek characters ever, the great Roger C. Carmel. Gentlemen, what did you think of the Telephone Book?
Well, now it's a zero because he's in it, so...
fuck.
Even with that shit stain on his record, this movie, holy shit, this is a weird one.
It is.
This is almost as weird as Eraserhead, but far more enjoyable for me. I don't think I'd be alone in saying that, too, because you get actual boobs here, not some little weird alien child thing. Any fucking way. This movie goes from black and white to fucking color to... This is bonkers. This is absolute fucking bonkers. And I could not believe what I was watching, and I loved every fucking second of it. I think this was the second one I watched of the movies we're reviewing, and I was like, holy shit, what did I just see? I'm literally at a loss for words, except everyone needs to see this fucking movie. It is awesome. I fucking loved it.
Did you pop when what's his name? Barry Morris was like in the Groucho glasses, and he was like, just fuck him, like all those women. Like, did he pay them to shoot that shit? Because holy shit.
And then you bring out more, and then he looks like fucking one of my favorite Batman villains that's never fucking used for anything, Professor Pig. So good. Fucking wild.
It is. And I also have to say, Sarah Kennedy as Alice was perfect. Just her expressions. And there's a lot of familiar, not just Carmel. You also have William Hickey, who everyone will remember as Andre Toulon, the OG puppet master. And Christmas Vacation, of course, a man that was in a lot of shit. And here plays somebody who has an unkillable boner. This one's just very weird. Again, it's hard to... I don't want to steer anybody wrong, but if you like weird as fuck art house stuff, art house sex comedy, then you will get something out of this. It's an odd duck. I have a bit of trivia. Does the director's name, Nelson Lyon, mean anything to you guys? Because there's a bit of controversy around him.
No, I don't know the name off the top, man.
He was actually someone that was really hated because he was blamed
Victor
by
Salva?
Many people. No, he was blamed for many people. He was one that was out partying with John Belushi, and they were on a heroin binge together when Belushi died. So that's unfortunately what he's known for. He was a Saturday Night Live writer back in the day. And yeah, unfortunately, I guess he was one of the ones partying with Belushi. So yeah.
That's not his fault. Yeah. Fuck that.
No, yeah. But some people still blamed him nonetheless. You're responsible for your own shit, but still. Todd, what did you think? I wasn't sure with you on this one.
Oh, no. It is one of those that's just fucking off the wall out there. Like, I wish I would have taken my weed pill on this one.
It's legal in California.
Hell, I wish I would have taken the strong one. It's basically legal everywhere now, Dan.
I'm going to say,
it could be medical.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just like, what the fuck? It's one that's, like, really kind of hard to describe, too. Like, it's just... I mean, the description basically is, like... She falls in love with the fucking guy who's fucking obscene calling her, and then it's just like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah, then the long animated sequence, which is the only part that really goes into XXX territory.
Yeah.
It's hard to classify, and some people may not. They might... This is not like we've done a lot of sex comedy shows lately, and this is definitely not certainly in the 80s sex comedy vein. This is, yeah, just a what the fuck classic. It's hard to put this one in a box for sure. You'll never look at Andre Toulon or Harry Mudd the same way again, unfortunately, after seeing this, but yeah. I kind of wanted to bank Sarah Kennedy, actually. So it still worked as a sexploitation flick for me too.
That, yeah.
What say you guys? What do you rate this weird?
This is a five.
Movie?
This is a fucking five for me. That's a high rating for. I understand, but I could not take my eyes off the screen. I'm still confused at some parts of what I was. I saw.
Yeah.
It was fucking great.
What say you, Todd? I was not expecting.
I'm not that high. I'm kind of. I had 3.5, but you know what? I'm gonna give it a 4.
Yeah, I'm a 4 too. This is just another one again. This is a good example of listen to the review, never just listen to the rating, because it is tough. This is definitely not for a large audience, but
no.
If you like weird, I mean, as Pug said, Eraserhead. I mean, if you like weird fucking cinema, check it out. It's just something about it, and it's black and white too. It works.
Mm-hmm.
It works. Yeah.
I absolutely fell in love with this movie. It may become one of my favorites.
Wow.
I'm glad you liked it, dude.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I fucking dug it.
It probably is one if you're, like, stoned. There's an extra appreciation for it, too.
See, but I don't do that. But I can imagine someone who does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Being fucking, like, this is their go-to fucking high-as-fuck heroin movie.
Well, I wasn't going, like, as hardcore as heroin, but...
Yeah. I'm doing it.
Hey, after about a month, if things don't go back to normal, month and a half, yeah, that's fine. I'm gonna, like, just burst out and do a whole lot of fucking drugs at that point that I've never done, so... You might get to see me on hard drugs, guys.
Well, all I gotta say is make sure they have tigers, at least.
Oh, that show's probably got... Although it's probably being monitored more now, but, yeah, there probably are people actively trying to buy tigers now.
Well, I know they're trying to use this to solve who killed the husband. I just want to
know who did that.
I just want to know how many calls they're getting is just people going, that bitch Carol Baskin, and hanging up. You know that has to be a high percentage.
It has to be.
Everybody's bored right now.
Because you know you kind of want to do it, don't you?
Yeah. I want to, like, volunteer and, like, do it to her face. It's that goddamn bitch, Carol Baskin.
Wow, was that Dan's redneck?
I guess,
hold on. It's okay, people. Dan is white.
So that's what that feels like.
Right?
Pugs, no excuses. Watch Ghoulish Tales, my redneck and voice.
Oh, you know, you're right. All right. I'm good this week.
Yeah, you watch it. I'm not saying it's good, but just because it's my shit. All right. Our last Blu-ray for the evening before our Collectible After Dark segment is from 1985, The Night Train to Terror, from director Jay Schlossberg Cohen. Aboard a fast-moving train bound for hell, God and Satan decide the fates of three unfortunate mortals. In Harry, a fiendish killer keeps the horribly mutilated body parts of his countless victims in a diabolical torture chamber. In Greta, a young woman obsessed with death takes part in an unspeakable ritual of Russian roulette. Finally, in Claire, a young woman and a Holocaust survivor are terrorized by the son of Satan. Night Train to Terror comes to you on home video for the very first time in its original aspect ratio and restored in 2K from 35mm film Elements. Alright, so I know you guys had to pop for Atheist Bull.
Absolutely did. I still will say forever, Kane in his suit looks like Bull. Sorry.
Ah, celebrity WrestleMania match. Holy shit. It could still happen.
Yeah, I wasn't going that far.
Well, what did you guys think? This one I'm assuming isn't a first time watch, but it might be.
I want to say the Vinegar Syndrome release was my first time on this one also. This one is it's probably my least favorite of the group, but I like them all, so it's kind of like this one's, as weird as it sounds, a little more straightforward, but it's still but it's still out there. I don't know how to Pugs, jump in on this.
Okay, it's still way fucking out there, but I get what you're saying. Okay, let's start with, I fucking like this movie too, especially when the monster starts coming out, and that came out of fucking nowhere. Cool concept of the fucking god and the devil arguing, or having their discussion, whatever the fuck they were doing. The 80s band and the guy in the sweats.
Yeah.
Everybody's got something to do. Everybody but you. I was singing that song for the rest of the fucking day. Or at least that part. I highly enjoyed it. It's weird as fuck. I do not know how to explain the movie. I think you guys should watch it.
I will explain it as...
Please.
Best as you can.
Well, it very much compared... I would compare it to Spookies because this was edited from... other movies that weren't fit. I can't remember if it wasn't finished. I know Cataclysm was one, which was the Cameron Mitchell portion. So it's kind of a cut and paste film, much like Spookies was. Not quite as troubled of a production as that, but I do remember. Yeah, I know it was Cataclysm, and I can't remember everything else, but basically, yeah, they sort of cut together a movie, and honestly, it worked for me. Again, this is not a good movie in the traditional sense, but much like Spookies, there are moments of some pretty cool fucking monsters and effects in there. There's some really neat stop motion stuff. There's a cool decapitation. I think if you really like Spookies, there's a good shot you'll like this one too. At times, yeah, it's like I don't quite understand exactly what the fuck's going on, but it's got Richard Mull as an atheist and as just one role that he's playing. It's got the devil's son.
I think this would be fun in a group. Like, if we were all together just watching this, what the fuck is going on.
This is one of those that would definitely be enhanced with that.
Hell yeah.
It's a party movie. This is one with a lot of people. And like Pug's saying, the music's not necessarily good, but it will be in your fucking head.
It's catchy.
Yeah, it was just like, okay, we're going to have God and the devil just talk some shit to each other for a little bit, and then we're just going to have random break dancing that I guess kind of comes together somewhat, but it's a very 80s movie, and... fuck it. I like it. I this is one I'm probably going to have a hard time justifying. but were you into some of the effects work? That's what I liked a lot about it.
Yes. I like the stop motion a lot. That shit was cool.
Yeah, it really
and was. And even like the, I don't want to say zombies, but whatever the hell they were with the red eyes, fucking cool.
Yeah, the Ishtar demon and
and they drop Ishtar? Like, come on.
Yeah, this is one. Don't overthink it. Just let it unfold before your eyes. It's an anthology flick that may not make a whole lot of sense, but there's a lot of creativity. And yeah, I'm going to actually say God's kind of a dick, though. In this.
From all the stories I've heard, that seems pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I was going to say, finally got revenge on Vince, but...
Nope, he's still having WrestleMania.
Oh, that's true. There might be a run-in. Everybody's going to get corona. It's still going to get canceled. Helen, yeah, and then we get like the fucking like death computer. There was definitely somebody that was high as fuck when they made this. But yeah, this is another one. I could see some people like, what the fuck were you smoking? And I swear, totally sober, nothing wrong, but I'm 4 stars on this one. I think it's very entertaining.
I agree. And I think you gave it 4 stars on the Nazis alone.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, 4 stars for me.
Yep, that's across the board. I'm a 4-star on this one also.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, check it out. Like I said, yeah, this was an interesting mix of films tonight. And I can't say you're all going to love these. You might not even like any of them. But yeah, they will probably take your mind off of the real world shit that's probably not going to be any better for the next couple weeks. So
if you like,
hunker down and watch this shit.
If you like weird, you're gonna like this shit.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to have a main event that Todd's been teasing for a while.
All right, so.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, cue up.
I'm on it. So we got to hear our rating right now. And
the following program is intended for mature audiences.
Yeah. Sexy boys. Yeah. Taking your mind off Corona. Boom. There we go.
Still going.
Oh, sexy voice back again.
You absolutely know there's no music on, right?
I went with it. Why not? I'll do it through the whole fucking segment.
Do it. Whole show.
Please.
I don't know if I can keep my thoughts straight and do that. But
take a pill. You'll be all right.
Yes. This is
sponsored by Blue Chew.
No, I thought this is sponsored by Dan's at Home Hub.com.
Shit, Blue Chew. There's a lot of dudes at home right now. If you are married, I was gonna say they're probably doing pretty good.
Oh, no, they're on the verge of Benoit.
Oh, that's right, New Jack tonight too.
Yes,
yes. We'll have a special episode. Goes to say about that too. I think I don't want to book it, but
well, I've already seen the XPW segment, so
see, I avoided it like the plague.
I fucking saw XPW. You know, I could not hit play. It was only 2 minutes of what I saw, so I'm assuming there's more.
Okay, it's just one part, right?
Yes,
that he saw.
The only one
was it the entrance. Pretty much the entrance, right?
No, no. I think Dan's saying this episode is one part. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
The two-part was an odd thing. That's not the norm.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, we're going to talk Totally Busted.
Okay.
One that Todd's been teasing for a while.
Well, I've been wanting to get you guys' opinion, because this is from, 2000 and, well, the first Blu-ray came out in 2006.
Yeah, but this, I was going to ask you, season one, when did it debut? Because it had to be early 2000s, because Candice Michelle certainly wasn't doing this while she was in WWE.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my window closed, so hold on. No, let me look up the Totally Busted real quick. You know, aren't you glad I was ready?
Yeah. I was going to say at least like 02, something
well,
like
I'm,
that.
Yeah, I don't know the exact 2003.
Okay. Yeah, then she must have went right to WWE pretty much.
Yeah, I remember it was basically the same time. But like, she was probably, because she's only on the first season, so it depends when they filmed it. So let me just read the synopsis.
Absolutely.
Since we are covering the first three, ever think of a naughty, practical joke you'd love to play on someone, but you wouldn't dare? So have we, lots of times. And we're not afraid to play them on total strangers. Just for your pleasure, Playboy TV's hidden camera show takes the practical joke to a whole new level by adding a titillation twist of sexuality. This, okay. And then it starts going into, like, what the box set is about. and gives you hints of episodes. Okay, so there we go. That's the basic synopsis.
All right, there you go. So who wants to go first?
Dan, I think you should go first, yeah, as you're the resident pervert.
Yes. How, on a scale of 1 to 10, how angry did this show make you?
Well, there were certainly portions of it that did, but you gave me the impression, like, I didn't even know exactly what I was going to get into with this. You gave me the impression the whole thing was just making guys think they were going to get laid.
No, but that's still a big, that was a big portion of it. I said it was putting him in sexual situations that you know you'd be pissed off because you got left with a hard-on.
Yeah, it depends on... I would describe this basically as Impractical Jokers, if you like that, with, like, hot chicks getting naked.
Yep.
That is not what you said, Dan.
Yeah.
Own it.
What did I say?
You called them whores.
No, I didn't. What the fuck?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now he's trying to back up on that one.
All right.
Yeah.
It's okay, shit Dan. Up. It's okay. Dan can say that he is a whore.
Yeah, there you go.
Or he thinks he is.
But yeah, basically, I'm surprised this wasn't better known because Steve-O is in it. Not every segment, but
it was a Playboy show, so.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm sure it slipped, you know, past a lot of people. But yeah, no, the gags were actually pretty funny. Certain things after a while kind of sort of repeat themselves a little bit. I was watching this again. I was like, man, just seeing Mary Carey, what she used to look like before the surgeries and shit. I liked her. I am also a big Katie Morgan guy. I think you are too, Pugs. She's
cool.
Fucking adorable. And everybody saw her in Zack and Miri, so she's one that's had a little bit of mainstream success.
That's not Katie Morgan.
Wasn't it Katie Morgan?
No, but it looks just like her. It's actually a different chick. I actually had a double check on that. But she's almost dead on identical.
Holy shit. And she's got the... Maybe I've forgotten... I definitely watched a lot of Katie Morgan.
Yeah, hold on. Maybe it's in the Wikipedia. I'd have to find the cast, but... Andrea Lowell. No, that's the other one. Well, keep talking. I'll find it.
Right. What are well, you yeah, in these I... holes name for?
God damn, are you sure, dude? It is. It has to be Katie Morgan.
Okay, go on, Dan. I will double
check. It doesn't have to be, but...
All right, I'm going to put my money that was Katie Morgan and Zack and Miri, or she has a fucking twin. I swear it was. I think I even remember her doing press for it.
She's in Zack and Miri. I'm saying the one that totally busted is not her.
Oh, so, all right, you got it. All right, you're flipping it.
No, you're flipping it.
All right, I was going to say it is Katie Morgan and Zack and Miri, but... all right, well then, all right.
I want to say it's Janelle Perry.
Okay, could be. All right, there you go. So anyways, yeah, some of these segments are, I mean, there's no, like, extreme sex or anything, but the nudity certainly at times goes a bit further. If you are a WWE fan of Candice Michelle, you get some good shots of her.
Very good.
Some of the gags were, like, you had Mary Carey, like, sucking off popsicles at the bus stop, and basically the theme of it is just getting guys to participate in some ridiculous shit. They talked some guys into doing a porno. They got one that was willing to take the pinky in the ass. The other one said, no. They were shooting the sci-fi porno, and like, I am Leverman. the lighting guy on the porno accused of staring at the chick's titties. It's actually pretty funny. And man, like I said, throughout this whole thing, just seeing the age, how, you know, nobody looks the same now, especially Mary Carey, man. Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the fashion alone, it's changed so much in almost 20 years.
Yeah, it's... Okay, yeah, I just double-checked. Yeah, it's definitely a different chick, but that one also did porn.
Okay.
Dan, looks like a lot of lesbian stuff, so Dan, you got a deep dive.
Awesome.
No, because that's what I thought when I watched it. I was like, does she just go by a different name? And I had to look it up, because she definitely has a very strong resemblance to her.
Yeah, like, really close. I'm trying to think, how old is... All right, Katie Morgan was born in 1980, so...
And she was, and Kaylin was born in 77.
Okay, well, so yeah, there you go.
They're pretty close in age.
Well, that's awesome. I think Katie Morgan's still doing porn, actually. I haven't really watched
her. Well, I'm looking at her filmography right now. What's the last year?
All these bitches come back.
Yeah, but see, it's hard to tell on IMDb because I don't know if some of these are like compilations.
It's listed as a TV series, but I'm sure Moms on Moms has to be a porno.
Yeah, and then there's Mom's Girl TV series.
MILFs loves MILFs. Yeah, as of 2019, at the very least, she's still doing porn. So, she had something about her. I didn't necessarily expect her to...
She's funny.
Yeah, she is. She is genuinely funny, and she has sort of a weird, bubbly quality, ditzy, not in a stupid way. I don't know how to describe it, but she had something about her that was interesting. I would have liked to have seen some Katie Morgan B movies, but at this point,
close as you get is Camp Cuddly Pines.
Oh shit! She played Kellyanne Conway in a Trump porn. Trump's Bigger Button. It's actually short. All right, I've got to... Oh, and I got to see Backdoor Pass too. Oh, she's part of the Lesbian House Hunters series. Those are fun.
Yeah,
what
were
some
of
your guys' favorite segments on this? Since you haven't,
I'll go. Okay, Todd, you'll be a main event on this one.
Okay.
I do agree, though. It's like Impractical Jokers. With whores, I'll fucking say it. And, like, punked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time. So some of my favorites, the limo ride.
Oh, yes!
I like that the one guy tried to stand up for himself, and but you can tell he's still scared of shit. And I'm like, at least you manned up. Like, yes. I'll give you credit for that. The one with this... the blowjob in the she was like a surrogate, and it was with Randy Wright, and I love her. I've loved her since she was an extra in One Night in Paris. I was like, oh, I recognize that bitch. So that was cool. That was cool to see her. And then my all-time favorite, I think it was all from like the third episode, but Van Stone. I fucking love Van Stone. I think they're hilarious. I don't know if they're around anymore, but I saw them open up for Twisted Sister at the House of Blues in L.A., like or Hollywood. Fucking long ass time ago. So when those guys popped up, I was like, holy shit. And then like they're banging these girls in the fucking the dressing room, and
yeah.
Makes them blow them for the camera, and then he actually has the thing like fucking burst in his face. It's fucking hilarious.
Fuck. I'm sorry, were you done, Pugs? I didn't mean to jump
no,
in.
Go for it, dude. It's a lot of good shit.
I like when the guys are like super uncomfortable. I like the one with at the one at the office where the girl kept changing her clothes.
Oh, the actual good dude who's like, no, no.
Yeah, no. I like the black dude who's just like,
oh yeah.
Can I touch him? Hey, that was a 2020 move. He asked.
Right. Real gentleman.
I was fucking dying. And then when Kaylin is like masturbating in the office.
And she throws the dildo at the wall, at the door.
Oh, and the locksmith. That was fucking fun. The old Mexican dude. He's just like doing his job. He's like, nah, I'm just doing this. They have to call for backup and shit. I was fucking dying.
The Candace Michelle sex hotline one was pretty funny. Oh, yeah. Especially when they first, like, the dudes, like, out the corner of their eye, like, what the fuck? When they were trying to, I forget what they were selling. But, yeah, they were, like, in the background, like, diddling. So, if you can get a hold of this, this is, if you were into Candace Michelle, this is probably a WWE fanboy wet dream, for sure. It was funnier than I expected, I'll be honest. I thought maybe this was going to be a little more just straight up softcore.
No, no.
But, yeah.
You know what, had they totally busted you, Dan, how mad would you have been?
All right. Totally busting me. What? Which gag?
The porno one. Because you totally would have been the guy who's like, fuck it, and starts trying to get hard. Yeah, totally.
I keep my hat on.
Right?
At the moment, with all this shit going on, I probably would just, well, of course I wouldn't be out, but I probably would just say, fuck it. Who cares if somebody sees it? I don't care if it's shit. It would just depend on whether I would actually say yes to being on camera fucking. Because that can come back to bite you in
but
the ass.
But they never did.
No, I know that. I'm just saying. Like,
oh, you mean in the moment you would have thought about that? Yeah, that hard date gets rid of all those thoughts.
Damn it. If I had the option of a mask.
They gave. Remember the one guy asked for a mask and got one. So Dan's like, oh, I don't know. I got to wear a mask. Bam, done. You're all in.
But we're going to know who you are. You're going to have the mask on with your hat. Like, come on.
Which
oh, my God.
The hat didn't exist back in 03, but yes.
We're saying if it happened now. It doesn't have
hold
to
on.
Be.
I totally forgot.
A random porno and just have that hat on, and maybe one day somebody listening to the show will see it and like, is that him? Might happen.
You know which part made me laugh the most, though?
What?
When the motherfucker tried, and it's still the limo scene, and the motherfucker tried to hand him the IOU on a napkin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, if he quotes Dumb and Dumber, I'm going to high-five this motherfucker through the screen. You don't want to hold on to that one.
That's a big one.
But, yeah, no, I mean, if it was, like, a case where... Now, I'm going to say this, but you can't have this show now.
Oh, my God, no. This is almost...
Some of those chicks straight up Me Too'd some of those guys, technically.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
you, and for the record, you can't Me Too a guy. I'm going to get heat on that one, but...
I agree, though. Like, yeah, man up.
I could see, like, if you had, like, a wife in some of those situations, you might be a little uncomfortable, but...
Well, I just wonder how many of them, like, that, like, I'm assuming the husbands aren't going to sign. I'm assuming they're, like, if they're not funny and they just, like, nope, I got to go, they're not going to use those.
Well, yeah, no, you can't.
They probably pre-screen.
Yeah, I mean... You can do shit to guys. Like, I mean, if you're assuming you're single and not like somebody that would, or somebody that wouldn't mess around on a girlfriend, you can pretty much do anything to us. I mean, nobody's going to complain. Oh, hot chick grabbing my dick. You know, it is.
I will never complain about that.
I have to say, the one that was the worst, I feel bad for the kid. The one when he goes to the house to get ready for the date. And, like, then her roommate comes home, and they're all, like, get naked. And he's like, yes, I'm so getting a threesome. Then, you're totally busted. I'm like,
now,
oh.
That one makes me angry. That makes
See,
me angry.
That was the one I knew would. But you know what? Those are the ones I like the most because they're so uncomfortable, and they're so pissed. It's like, yes.
Well, that's where I'm sorry. Like, I'm not giving. That's where I'm, like, going to sue the show unless they give
Yeah,
me
but
that.
Then you're a bad sport.
You may be, but I'm sorry. You can't make a guy think that he's actually going to get laid.
Oh, no, that's the best part.
Ah, no.
See, this is where I knew Dan was going to have the issue.
I mean, I'll just...
Pugs, am I wrong? Is that, like, not the best part of the show?
That is the absolute best part.
They wouldn't the have me on camera. Yes. There's no way I'm signing.
I know.
I mean, I would have been kind of... Although, I guess you still get a little, you know, touchy-feely shit, but still, I'd still be pretty. That sucks, though. Can you imagine, like, that poor guy? Like, I mean, yeah, you're going to go home and rub one out, but it's still the blue ball, dude. That causes, like,
my
thing.
Favorite was, like, how cool he was trying to be. Man.
But yeah, not the whole series. The whole series didn't make me mad.
I knew that kind of stuff would. So,
I'm just saying. By
this is how they get raped. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
They were mean too. They were.
They would have turned my season into Who Wants to Marry a Who Wants to Marry. Wait, hold on. Megan Wants to Marry a Millionaire. You would have never saw it.
But this is definitely like trash TV.
That's pretty dark. I love it.
See, you got it. I don't know if that might have flew over Dad's head.
Because I'm still feeling the anger of that poor guy who maybe hasn't even had a threesome to this day. I feel like Hef's dead, but whoever's in charge now is dog.
Hold on. I want to get back to Megan marries a millionaire because I haven't thought about that in so long. Megan was fucking hot as shit.
She was. I just wish they still. Come on, let me see the rest of the show. I want to see him win. They never ever said that he's the one who won either. But I'm so
is
sure.
Is he the one that won?
That's like that's always been the buzz, but they've never confirmed it. Dan, if you don't remember, Megan's what is it? Megan marries a millionaire. She came out of, was it I Love Money?
I don't remember. No, it was Temptation Island, wasn't it?
No, it was one of the VH1 shows. I can't remember which one.
I think she was from Temptation Island.
No. It was within. Oh, God damn it. Now I'm going to have to look it up.
Okay, but Temptation Island is the first one that comes to mind.
Yeah, it was. God damn it. Sorry if you guys hear that beep. I don't know why it's doing it, but now I gotta open a new window. Hopefully it doesn't beep too. Motherfucker!
I'm just gonna say that one segment, I'm like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm either getting laid right fucking now, or you can find somebody else to play your pranks on.
This doesn't even make... you know what? I have a phone. I'm fucking dumb. I can just look it up there.
Yes,
Jesus.
No, maybe it's not Temptation Island.
I'm gonna look it up. Megan. Maybe it was like Real Chance of Love. She was on one of the B ones.
It was the Fox one, wasn't it?
No, it was absolutely a VH1.
You guys watched that?
Yeah. They had hot girls on there. What am I gonna do? Not watch it?
Oh, you know what? She might have been a rock. She might have been a Rock of Love girl.
Maybe.
Megan marries a millionaire. Yep, she was on Rock. Okay. She was the second Rock of Love.
Okay, that's not the Megan I was thinking of, but you're right. That was the one who loves sushi. I love sushi. Fuck that bitch. Oh my gosh, you got fat.
Oh, did you find a recent picture?
Ew. Is that her?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, he got an ew.
That can't be here. I'll send it to you right now.
It has been a while, guys. I think.
Yeah. 11 years was, well.
I don't think
that's true. Yeah, they only got 3 episodes on. Hold on, I'm looking. I got a redirect notice. Hold
on. Yeah, I didn't get the, it was just a link.
Where are they now? Megan Houseman, right?
Yes. Houserman.
Yeah, that's her. I just am not seeing the picture yet.
Whoa. Really? Okay, let me see. Copy image.
I have like a little box for it, like where it should be. Like the first chick I see is Pumpkin.
There it goes.
No, I have no idea. Pumpkin.
Oh, that's not her?
No, because if you look, the top one's New York, and there's no picture. The next one's Megan, and there's no picture. And then it's Pumpkin.
She doesn't look that bad.
That's not her, but I get why he would say that, because she's not.
No, I mean, I'm just saying. Like,
no one just says anything.
Fuck you. Yeah, that's not funny.
Still kind of is. All right, hold on. Let me go. God damn it. Okay, yeah. So, Dan, let me fill you in on the story so you get my Megan Wants a Millionaire joke. Yeah. Back in the day, there was this show called Rock of Love with Bret Michaels.
I know.
Okay, yeah. and then they had the I Love Money shows where they took all the horrible people from all these VH1 reality shows and had a competition show called I Love Money, okay, which was supposed to air after Megan Wants a Millionaire. So after the third episode aired of Megan Wants a Millionaire, one of the contestants murdered his wife and then killed himself?
Yes. And then there was also a suitcase of body parts involved.
Yes, yes. And like they found him in some place in Canada and he just smoked himself. So unfortunately, we never got to see who won Megan Wants a Millionaire, but it's long been rumored he's the one who actually won it. But then,
wow. So you ain't gonna see it, Todd.
Yeah, and but the other thing that got fucked up, because it goes I Love Money, I Love Money 2, I Love Money 4, because apparently she won I Love Money 3, mm-hmm, and because it never aired, she never got the money.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah. Well, how much money did they actually put up? It couldn't have been that much.
250 grand.
I was gonna say, yeah, they weren't giving away $1 million on that B show.
Yeah. No, these are the VH1 A shows. You crazy? You can't even go there. You watch like Surreal Life and Dr. Drew. Those are just as bad.
I'm just saying at a certain point, like, I don't know. Reality shows now, I don't get it. Like, my mom watches.
Oh, no, no.
Like
these were straight trash, and they knew they were trash, and that's what made them
absolutely
awesome.
Yeah, well, maybe those were a little trash.
You know,
I don't know.
On Rock of Love, I used to know Lacey, but then once you got on the show, her fucking ego and head got big. I'm like, okay, bitch.
Which one was late? On the first one?
The red haired? Yeah, the first season, the red hair girl.
Oh, I don't remember.
How'd you know her?
She was in a band in Hollywood, and then like I was like, oh, I like your music, and then we got along pretty well, but then she became a fucking bitch.
Was that the crazy one?
Did you fork her?
She was the one. No, I wish. I just sent the photo.
Okay, that helps too. I'll probably remember. Yeah, that's the one I thought. She was the crazy one, I thought.
I mean, she's a troublemaker, but I wouldn't say crazy.
Well, they portrayed her as crazy on the show. Absolutely not.
Okay.
You can edit
that. That Frenchie bitch was crazy.
Oh, maybe it's her. I don't know. I haven't watched them forever.
I'll send there too.
I totally watched these all over again. They were all on Tubi. Now there's only the one left. So, come on, Hulu. We want to watch these again.
Right?
I know,
Frenchie. I remember her now.
If I'm in the room and I'll see like my mom watching, like she watches all the Housewives shit, the Kardashians. I mean, it makes
those
me
are different.
Like,
I get that. Yeah. Those aren't. They're trash, but they're trying not to be. It's like The Bachelor. It's like they're doing the same things, but they're making it presentable. Or Rock of Love, you knew they were in the other room sucking dick. So
that's what. Yeah. See, like, yeah, you might as well go full trash. If I'm not seeing Kim Kardashian slob a knob, I'm sorry, there's nothing interesting about her.
I
hear there's a video.
Yeah, but that's
how they got big.
Like, I don't quite get why she became so big. There's nothing particularly interesting about her. Not a bad-looking girl, but...
You can say that about Total Bellas and fucking all that other nonsense.
Sure. I don't know, I don't get the obsession. I don't think
we understand, Dan, your hatred of reality TV. You just don't like reality. You don't like found footage. You like
wrestling without an audience.
Right, I know.
Well, I'm getting back in that for Mania.
But you're going to hate it, though.
I liked Raw.
I did, too.
Totally.
It was nice that I got to fast forward two matches I'd seen.
Yeah.
Why don't they just fucking pipe in like the sound like they used to do? Just pretend it's Nitro. Film in front of a live studio audience. Just pretend it's there. I mean, it's not like they never milk the pops anyway. At least right? Dan would be able to watch it and not feel like it's weird, right?
You know, it's fine in the short term. I'm saying if you
heard the pops and everything, would it make you feel better watching it?
Honestly, would it feel more
normal? Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I agree.
Like a laugh track?
I mean, yeah, basically.
I realize, I mean, fuck CGI some motherfuckers out there. I mean, I don't need... At this point, wrestling's going to be something totally different for a while. And that it just is the way it is. You know, it's not their fault. And I think it actually would help. And honestly, who knows? After this, it's not like I need to see audiences of like 10, 20,000 plus. I'm fine with it being... Wrestling could get to the point where...
I want small arenas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It could be smaller arenas. I'm fine with that. If it's a good crowd, that makes no difference to me.
ECW size?
Yeah.
That's fine, yeah. You don't
they
need
could go
size.
A little bigger.
I don't want too small. But yeah,
yeah, they should be bigger than your average indie.
Oh, definitely. But, you know, for a while it might... That I mean, things will go back to normal.
Although I would pop like a motherfucker if they ran a VFW.
They should do that at the first show back.
Yes, and not announce it, just like have people show up.
For a while, it might be the smaller, you know, NXT-type settings. Things will go back to normal, but it's going to be a while, I think, until you have, like, WrestleMania.
I don't think so. I think Vince and everybody wants to get it back and going. So as soon as they give the all clear, they're gonna hit it hard.
Well, if they clear 250 people only, they're in a VFW.
Well, performance center. Yeah, they'll do it.
Yeah, they can limit.
You can milk that for a while. Yeah.
An ass every 6 feet instead of 16 inches.
The only time,
which is fine. Really need more room.
The big four, roughly, but especially Mania, that's the only time where it would feel weird not having just a sea of people.
And no more Royal Rumbles now?
Well, yeah. Well,
too many people in the ring at once?
I think we'll be good by then, but...
That's too many people in the ring at once.
It could be interesting. I mean, if we don't technically have a shot yet, I don't know what they'll do.
Empty arena, 25-man Royal Rumble.
Yeah, or just you're going to have it clear, just never let it fill up too much, I guess. But
did you both watch Raw?
Dan doesn't watch wrestling anymore.
No, I watched some clips of some of the promos.
Did you watch Taker's fucking promo he cut?
I saw that, yes, which was really good.
Yeah. I am curious to know if he's going to have backup since he said him and the Unholy Trinity.
Well, the rumor is fucking that one annoying guy that I don't like and the Fiend.
Aleister Black and the Fiend?
It. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Well, the Black's Fiend. Got a match with Lashley, doesn't he? So
why would it be the Fiend?
I don't know. That's just what people are speculating.
That doesn't make any sense at all. Fiend's kind of locked up.
I get Aleister Black, though. That's fine with me. Because he also has a problem with AJ Styles and those guys.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope it's not the Fiend, but I get
probably
why people
Black
want it.
And Kane or something.
No. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, so. All bear is ghost.
But yeah, I am watching. No worries. Totally Busted is worth checking out if you guys...
It is fucking hilarious.
So you guys looking forward to watch the fourth and final season?
Yes. How many episodes are in there?
It's the whole season. It's the only release that actually is the whole season.
Oh, okay. Not a best of.
No, okay. That one is like legitimately every episode.
I know it's Playboy TV and most people didn't have Playboy TV back in the day, but... I'm still surprised this wasn't a bigger deal because Steve-O was fucking huge at that point.
But he was also everywhere at that point. So it wasn't like he was just on this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that was like the peak of the popularity of Jackass. I mean, that was 2003 or so. I mean, so.
Yeah, it's got 8 episodes in season 4. It's all eight.
Cool.
I wish it was like that with all the others. Okay, I'm surprised you didn't say it, Dan, since we somehow went back to Totally Busted. Were you not? I'm just assuming you were annoyed there was blurs.
I was when there was. That was weird, and I didn't get that. But
it's a Playboy TV thing. If you saw, like, Lipper or Balls, it was, like, blur time.
Yeah, that's still odd. That's not...
You know what? That didn't even register until you brought it up right now.
Well, I knew Dan would immediately notice and be annoyed. Because the way they did it in season one, they cut around it. But in season two, like, when they had the guys fucking posing on the spinning podium, there was... Mm-hmm. There was blur, or the girls on the, because they were fucking, yeah. You're seeing full money shot in those parts. So yeah, that's the way Playboy TV's always been. No, it's like Japanese porn.
No spread lips or spread cheeks.
Yeah,
chicks are rated.
Did you ever see porn on Playboy TV, Dan?
No, well, I didn't really have Playboy TV. Okay. I mean, how are you going to really get it, you know, when you're living at home? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, there was really no way to get a hold of some of that shit.
No, just say, hey, Dad, we're going to get Playboy TV. It's an extra $5 a month. I'll mow the lawn.
I thought it was more than five, wasn't it? I thought they charged a premium for that.
No, it wasn't that expensive. Because I know I got it when, because they did, well, April 15th, they do a gimmick where you get it for 15 cents, $1.50, whatever it was, for like, I want to say it was like 15 for 15, so you got 15 days. And then I just kept it because it was only like $5 or $10. It wasn't expensive. But, and the reason I got it, because they used to have this show called Uncut, and it was just uncut videos. So I only did it because I wanted to see the uncut version of Tupac's How Do You Want It with all the titties.
You know what I would have loved to have seen on Playboy TV where you could go a bit further is Cheaters.
Mm. Hell yeah. Especially when he got stabbed.
Yeah.
Now here's the question though about Totally Busted. Was any of that work?
I don't know. Some of it, a lot of it, the reactions seem genuine. I don't think it's going to be any work than most, like, hidden camera. But like, this stuff with, like, Steve-O is worked. Like, especially the stuff with, like, his uncle and some of the behind-the-scenes or the bonus stuff.
Well, specifically, I'm saying were these actors that were getting punked.
I don't... I'm sure there probably was a couple people throughout it who just went along with it.
Hmm.
But...
Because you accused Cheaters of being worked.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Springer level worked, but and honestly, I can't even say it. I just say that to be fucking dick that it's worked because I've only seen like a couple episodes.
But is Springer's another interesting one. I mean, I wasn't a huge Springer watcher, but was that worked beyond the fact that it was just white trash showing off?
Jamie fucking Dundee was on it like three times as three different people.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah. Just like fucking, oh my God. You know the funniest thing? God, we're just all over the place and we're definitely in the time. If you're still listening, I'm sorry.
No, enjoy it.
Operation Repo and, oh fuck, there was another one on True TV. I remember when I told people it was fake, or people thought it was real, but it literally said as the show started, the following is reenactments. And
no one paid attention to that?
Right. It's just they thought... Oh, fuck. I can't remember what wrestlers I saw on there. Like, indie guys. Then there was... Oh, fuck. I can't remember the Mexican guy. But he was on another True TV show. But he was on there and as, like, a different character. But, yeah. Although I do miss all those early worked shows like that. There was Lizard Lick Towing and... There was another... Storage Hunters. The other...
Oh,
the other storage show they had. That's what the Mexican guy, like, there was crossover. But it was funny because when I went, like, I went to a wrestling show. I'm not going to put over the name because fuck them. And up by fucking Lompoc or something over there. And it was at a VFW or a Legion Hall, one of those. But the guy who owned it was like the main guy from Storage Hunters.
Yeah.
He was just chilling behind the bar. It's like, that guy's familiar. Oh, shit.
You kind of have to work something like that because most of that storage shit is just not that interesting. You know, so.
But just like reality TV, I don't mind it being worked.
I'm there to be entertained.
Yeah.
See, like, I don't find much of the modern shit that entertaining, so it's like I'm just watching fake bullshit, and it's not really amusing me. It's not titillating. So.
I miss the old school True TV shows when they flipped over. I fucking loved Hardcore Pawn. I'm still annoyed that it's done. And I still watch Pawn Stars. It's not the same. That one's worked to a degree. I actually know somebody who's been on there a couple times. Like, they don't just walk in. They're basically cast, but they're really selling their stuff. So
okay.
It's like, okay, you're going to be here for this taping this time and da-da-da. But they're like, legitimately still selling their stuff. It's just, they know they're coming in. It's like...
Kind of like Comic Book Man. It's like, it's obvious they know what's coming sort of deal.
Yes, exactly. I miss that show, too.
I fucking love that show.
Yeah. Is it gone for good?
Yeah. They did the season finale a couple years
ago. Oh, okay. I was a bit of behind, but... Well, it is kind of... That was a fun, like, just in the background kind of show, even when you were, like, working. That's some interesting things.
I know. Ming's in Shakespeare Shitstorm from the Troma episode.
Yes. I knew you were in love with it after that.
I loved it from the beginning, so.
But we should do a trash TV show and focus on maybe some different shit. I definitely want to talk about real sex. God, I would still
That's
love
not
that.
Trash TV.
Like,
you just want to talk about real sex. We get it, Dan.
Yeah.
Dude, that thing was like, that is so big to my childhood, like, holy fuck.
We know.
I gotta find a way to still get them all.
I'm keeping my eyes out. Maybe HBO Max.
What?
You know how happy Dan would be? He would cancel all subscriptions and get them just to watch the same 25 episodes over and over and over. He would not sleep. He would literally Real Sex 1 and not till he finished all 25. I think it's 25.
Oh, in total, no. They got up to like 30-something.
I'm looking it up.
Oh, I'm 100%.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
And I don't know if that... I don't think you count like Pornucopia.
No, that's
right?
Not. No, that's just America Undercover. Different.
Yeah.
Dudes, have you guys seen them show Luther? I randomly went on Hulu right now, and they have the fucking season I haven't seen yet.
Oh, there you go.
It's awesome.
We could just even at this fucking point call it, like, forgotten TV. Just cover all sorts of weird shit.
Dan, we get it. You want to talk about real sex.
Not just real sex,
you really
Todd.
Do.
I'll talk Undressed. I'll talk a lot of other stuff.
Taxi Cab Confessions. See, now you're just going to make it an HBO show.
Was a good show.
I loved it. 33 episodes, Dan.
Yeah, there you go. I knew it was like 30-something.
Yeah.
Wasn't 2000...
We looked it up before, too.
Yeah, it wasn't like 2002, 2003-ish, like when they had their last one, I think.
I don't have dates on this list.
Yeah. Well, I know that's accurate, so... That's cool. But
December 2009.
But, what did they have in 2009?
That was the last episode.
Fuck, I didn't think it even went that late.
They ran for 19 years, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they started in 9
long ass time.
Yeah, 33. 90. Stocks Down, Sex Up, final episode. Produced in 2009, this almost standalone episode looks at how sex workers are adjusting during the economic downtime of the year before.
Economic downturn?
Yeah.
Okay, it sounded like, yeah, that one was a little bit different. Yeah, that's why I think I even forget about it.
Yeah, but, and it looks like 32 Size Matters is the it's a real sex extra.
Yeah. I think technically Pornucopia, wasn't that kind of advertised?
No, it wasn't. Real? It was a separate thing. They never had the real sex name on it.
I like Pornucopia too.
It's the spiritual sequel to it, I'd say. But it's,
I miss that type of shit.
Yes, we know. Like, 31, I think, is more of the really the last episode. That was the one that had the suicide girls.
Oh, okay.
The last two look like they're two separate specials.
Probably the almost love of my life was a suicide girl. So that one might trigger it. But,
you get triggered?
No, not literally, but yeah. I probably wouldn't have worked anyways, but yeah, no.
Yeah, that hat doesn't work with a suicide girl.
God.
I'm just saying, the look clashes.
I didn't have
Hey,
that
Dan,
hat.
You should get a hat that fits your head.
I'm going to say this, though. Like, this whole thing, like, I'm not wasting time doing the shit I want to do now. That's one thing I think will be, like, a big change post-corona. Like, I'm just going to get out and do, like, the anything on the bucket list, I'm going to actively try and knock off. I don't know if you guys have anything.
No, I'm going to say the same.
I don't know what I got left to do.
Well, you're married, so that crosses certain things off, but yeah. I want to get my fucking Cenobites tattoo. I've wanted that forever.
Dan, but is, that you should do. Dan is so getting a chick with a dick.
Oh, speaking of that one on Busted, Dan would have flipped his shit.
I want the, you know, see, the reason I don't have any tattoos, truthfully,
because your foot, they're going to hurt.
No, I want them to be, like, top of the line, and I just can't, I haven't been able to quite bring myself to drop, like, a grand on a tattoo.
Well, that's the only way you'll do it, and it's going to be a little more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say on the low end, but.
Well, it depends what you want to get, though, too. And how big.
Yeah. I
don't think Dan's talking about getting a sleeve or a back piece.
It's the back piece. It has to be a back piece. All the fucking Cenobites.
All the Cenobites. Probably, yes. But
if you do that, you're going to have to do it in sections anyway. So you start with one and you do them in pieces. Because you're not going to be able to sit through a back piece.
No, well, that would, yeah, shit. That would take forever, I would think, to do it all. My backup is just Pinhead. And maybe
so you
just
start with him and then you. Now, where now it's turning into Dan's tattoo hour. Are you thinking, are you trying to hide them or you want them displayed?
See, that's the thing. Like, this whole corona thing is, like, at least delaying some business stuff at the very least. So it's, I don't know. But, like I said, I may just get to the point where I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I've always wanted it.
Well, tattoos are pretty much accepted now. So if you want to do what the line you were talking about, I don't think that's a hindrance.
And, you can even do it on your fucking face, so.
Yeah. You can get the pins tattooed. But, I mean, even if that's the case, Dan, you're going to be wearing long sleeves in that line of work anyway.
That's kind of what I figured. I was like, if I get, even if I go small and I get, like, just Pinhead on my shoulder, yeah, you're not going to see that in an office setting anyways, so.
Yeah, because you can build off it. I just have no idea what your pain tolerance is.
It's, my pain tolerance is pretty solid. I mean, I don't like needles, but I'm not, like, horrified at the prospect either. You kind of settle. That's what I've always been told. Like, it hurts, but then you kind of settle into it, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah, apparently, like, my first two tattoos are in, like, some of the most painful parts. And I didn't know that, and I was like, all right. Like, the one on my arm, I was like, that's it. I'm annoyed because I can't get tattoos now because I'm on blood thinners.
That's a bummer.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if I'll get, like, addicted and, like, 5 years from now I'm going to look totally different. I don't want them on
You should do something small first and see where you are. Like, you can get, like, a minimum tattoo which is always more expensive when you go that way. But like, yeah. Do like something cool. Like one I've always thought about because I, you know, I did the Thorn. I've also thought about the Symbol from the Beyond. I think would be a really cool one.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah,
and shit. You could put that one somewhere, like, and especially if you're going to build on it, you can build around it.
Yeah, I've been tempted to, like, I like the sleeve. I've seen a lot of people that'll have, like, sort of an, almost like a, I mean, it almost feels like a comic book sleeve across their arm with different, with, for me, obviously, horror characters. I'm amazed you don't have fucking David Hess on you.
When I get off the blood,
that's the first one.
I just want
to piss your pants across my belly like Thug Life.
Todd, yeah, you need that. I don't care. You can go scarification.
Once we're not worried about dying from this stupid shit, and we get down there, I will definitely get a tattoo this time. I will make extra time.
Good artist. If you want to do something easy on the cheap, and that's not like I can, the Beyond symbol, we can get you done for like under probably $40.
Oh, okay.
Like that's for, because cool. Like it's the artist Danielle uses, and I'm not talking smack.
Prices are just reasonable.
The prices are good, but like if you compare her FRM tattoo to mine, mine's so much better. But that's only with more like with character stuff. Like he does a cartoony where mine was like a more realism guy, so it looks more like our, you know, logo. That one's a little more cartoony. Different artists have different styles, but if you're doing something like a symbol, it's going to be the same no matter who does it.
Okay. So. Yeah, I think like the first one, so I'm not dropping a fortune. Maybe I just want it to be quality. I want it to actually look like Chuck Bradley and Pinhead's face.
Yes, yes.
And that'll probably be
and that you're going to have to find a good artist.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. The guy who did mine, he like loves horror, so. And he showed me pictures of the other stuff he's done. There was a guy there who had a horror piece too. So, okay. and he does work like because you'll see bad tattoos and you know a bad tattoo.
Yeah, I don't want just I see this more with women, but yeah, I don't want just like something that looks like it was drawn on with a pencil, sort of thing. You know, like they always have like the. I swear, like, women have, like, the same tattoos. It's, like, one of two or three. So I definitely want something a little more elaborate than that.
How come you're not asking Pugs if he has tattoos? It's kind of racist.
You have tattoos, Pugs.
What's that?
Yeah, you have tattoos.
No, I'm way too fucking picky.
Like, no, you don't. Oh, all right.
I would totally get them, but, like, it's got to be perfect, and I don't have that type of money to spend, or else I'd probably be like sleeved up already.
Yeah, that's been my issue. If I knew I didn't have to give a shit, I probably would have the sleeves. I'm not interested in getting anything on my face or neck, but I would definitely have this.
Yeah, no neck tattoos.
I think my stupid cousin got a neck tattoo because she posted something about getting stuck on her pillow.
On the back of her neck, or
I have no idea.
No, because like that's understandable for girls.
Yeah.
Mm. My younger brother, the dipshit, he got a stupid one. It was like,
did he get the legs on his armpit?
No. Not that bad. But he got like it's like elvish writing from Lord of the Rings,
nerd.
And it looks stupid because he's so fucking. Oh. Vanilla. He's not a guy that can rock a tattoo.
I got your first tattoo, Dan, and I'm not even talking shit. Because if Melinda I liked it,
Clark from Return of the
No, because if I liked this, I would do it. Get the Star Trek logo on like your chest where it would be on the shirt.
You should totally do that.
Yeah, right.
Oddly enough, I'm more interested in horror.
I get that, but that would be like something disconnected. That would be. Because like, you're not gonna do arms, shoulders, and get to your chest piece. So it's like a standalone one.
Yeah. Hell, we should all throw it out there. We will pimp your tattoo.
Oh yeah, and if Dan does one while he's out here, we're so going live. And I hope
I'm not
going to
go live.
I'm sorry.
What if I do kind of like fucking freak out?
That's the whole point.
That's fucked up. No, I'd probably just
there is no. You will go viral if you freak out getting a tattoo. Those are the best videos ever.
I know.
And
then
I'll be
witnessed
in the background calling you a pussy. Pugs will be dying.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll have to get. You might get a good buy because
that might be the time the N-word slips.
Fuck yeah! Oh my god, we get the tattoo artist and fucking subscribe that on him.
Oh goddamn! Yeah, no, I. You will probably get if you want to get something done. Once this shit is over, I guarantee you, you're going to get some good deals because I'm assuming no tattoo shops are open right now. All right.
Nope,
well,
they're not essential.
Well, it depends where. Like I said, just in the last week, some of my shit closed down. So we were last. It just depends where you are. Some tattoos are practically run out of houses, though, and you don't really have a ton of people in a tattoo parlor at one time. So I don't know if they get away with it.
Yeah. I highly doubt it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The ones that they rent out of houses, you're fine.
Yeah.
If someone wants a tattoo, they're going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. You contact them online probably mostly now anyways. So
much for that. Let's only do an hour.
Right.
Oh yeah. It ended up being longer, but hey, for those of us who,
to be fair,
and want to hear our bullshit.
To be fair, our content was in the first hour, and then we just started bullshitting.
Yes, so second hour of bullshit. All right, so yeah, guys, I think I've already pimped everything. I won't bother doing it again, but yeah, check out the Tiger King show if you haven't already.
Hell yeah!
Episode 49.
Yes.
Check out episode 50, which is April Apocalypse. And I don't know what we're going to call this episode yet.
Totally busted.
Dan's busted?
Yeah, there you go.
Dan would never be on that show.
You know what? This is Vinegar Classics. Fuck it.
There we go.
It makes
that's
sense.
Cool.
Or is it Vinegar Strokes?
Vinegar Strokes. I like that one.
Yeah.
Point of no return.
So we hope we educated some of you guys. You learned a little more about us. And, yeah, keep tuning in. For as long as this shit lasts, we're going to have extra shows. So.
And remember, if you're Dan's third brother, hit him up. He wants to hear from you.
Oh, he's dead.
He misses you.
He's
El Salvador.
All right.
Get a Ouija board. Let's find out.
The back door is unlocked, and the dogs are in the yard.
Fucking A.